WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a dash of calm and a whole lot of confidence. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some imaginary finish line of perfection? You know, that elusive state where everything's picture perfect, you're effortlessly amazing, and your inner critic finally shuts up shop. Well, let me tell you something that Chase is about as productive as trying to herd cats. Today, we're diving headfirst into the liberating power of embracing imperfection. We're ditching the pressure to be flawless and learning how to actually thrive in the messy, beautiful reality of being human. Because here's the thing, my friends. Perfection is a myth, a shimmering mirage that vanishes the moment you step close enough to touch it. It's this relentless pursuit that keeps us stuck, paralyzed by fear of failure and constantly second-guessing ourselves. We become obsessed with outcomes instead of enjoying the journey, comparing ourselves to others, and letting our self-worth hinge on some arbitrary standard that's impossible to achieve. But what if I told you there's a whole different way? What if we flipped the script and started celebrating our quirks, our stumbles, our perfectly imperfect selves? That's where true confidence blossoms, not from pretending to be something we're not, but from owning our authentic experiences, both the good and the messy. Think about it like this. Those mistakes you consider embarrassing, they are actually valuable learning opportunities disguised as awkward moments. Those imperfections that make you unique, they're the things that add depth and character to your story. And that inner critic constantly nagging at you. Well, let's be honest, sometimes that voice needs a good dose of reality and a firm reminder that we're all works in progress. So how do we actually embrace imperfection? First, stop comparing yourself to others. Seriously, it's a recipe for unhappiness. Remember, everyone's on their own journey with their own set of challenges and triumphs. Instead of focusing on what others are doing, shift your attention inward. What are your strengths? What are you passionate about? What brings you joy? Celebrate those things. Second, reframe your thinking. When you make a mistake, don't beat yourself up. See it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Ask yourself, what can I take away from this experience? How can I use it to move forward in a more positive way? Remember, even the most successful people stumble along the way. It's how they bounce back that defines them. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. We all deserve a little grace, especially when we're facing challenges. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remember that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've put in hours of preparation, but during the actual presentation, you suddenly blank on a key point. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you feel like everyone is judging you. It's easy to spiral into self-criticism at that moment, but what if you reframe the situation? Instead of focusing on the stumble, acknowledge it gracefully, take a deep breath, and move on. Remember, even seasoned speakers have moments like this. What matters most is how you handle it. In that moment, your ability to remain calm and collected will speak volumes about your character and resilience. So there you have it, the power of embracing imperfection. Releasing the grip of perfectionism, redefining success on your own terms, and allowing yourself to be truly seen and heard. It's not about becoming complacent or settling for less, it's about recognizing that true fulfillment comes from showing up authentically, learning from our experiences, and celebrating the beauty of being human. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. So go out there, embrace your imperfections, and let your unique light shine. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a reminder that it's okay not to be perfect, because in the grand scheme of things, perfectly imperfect is pretty darn amazing. Until next time, keep on stoically crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.